This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. A replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall is expected to be installed later this year in Perryville, Missouri. Recently, the site called Missouri's National Veterans Memorial allowed visitors to sign the concrete support wall before it's entombed behind the granite structure with the names of more than 58,000 American soldiers who died from wounds suffered during the war. The wall's panels were numbered so family and friends could sign their names at approximately the same location where their Vietnam veteran's name will appear on the official wall. An estimated crowd of over 3,000 people visited the site on a chilly, windy, overcast Sunday in late March to take advantage of this unique opportunity. Many of those were Vietnam veterans who came to pay their respects, including Ralph Pike, who lives in St. Genevieve, Missouri, but grew up in Chester. Five of his classmates were killed in the war.
It's a tribute to those that gave their lives for a cause that, you know, when we came home, we went in secrecy. And I just think it's neat now that all of those that served, those that gave their all, are being honored.
Pike mentioned coming home in secrecy because of the way he and his fellow veterans were treated when they returned to the U.S.
For years, I wouldn't even talk about it. Wouldn't even tell people what I'd done because I was almost ashamed. And all you wanted to do was let your hair grow out to a decent length and slide into society and be unnoticed.
Not only did he have to tolerate the unwelcomed reception when he returned home, Pike says the military assigned him to a job in the U.S. that put him in the middle of the anti-war movement.
I came down on orders from Vietnam, and fortunate for me, I only had 6 months left in the service, and they retracted my orders because I was too short a term. But the flip side of that, I didn't talk about for years. While my comrades were fighting in Vietnam, I was on a riot control duty over here, trying to keep peace at colleges, to Martin Luther King funeral in Chicago, the Democratic Convention. We were up there sleeping in tents out on a runway, trying to keep peace over here, while my friends were giving their life over there for the rights of those people to do that. Tough. It was tough.
The wall signing event was a day filled with lots of tears. Reverend Bob Blake is a Vietnam veteran who was on hand to help those who needed support in dealing with their emotions.
The vast majority of the veterans and their families that come there, it is a healing wall. It's holy ground.
Blake says many veterans have a difficult time approaching the wall and dealing with what he calls the black monster.
The wall itself can bring back so many feelings, especially the real combat vets that experienced the guys on the wall that they held in their arms as they died, as they tried to get on the chopper with missing limbs in it and come to find out that they're dead. It's quite an extreme experience for a lot of us, and for somebody to actually stop the denial and the blame and actually confront the reality.
The event last month doubled as a fundraiser for the site, which hopes to remain privately funded. Randy Jones with American Legion Post 323 in Wentzville, Missouri, was there with several members to donate $500.
The American Legion is all about helping veterans. And this helps veterans. It helps them to heal. We can't wait to have it completed and then come down. And anybody that served in the service during the Vietnam War, this brings tears to their eyes.
The event raised over $15,000 on this day alone. In addition to the full-scale black granite model of the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., the 46-acre site in Perryville may eventually feature an event space for receptions, celebrations, and other events, a military museum, an interfaith chapel, a scattering oak grove where family members can spread the remains of their veteran, and a veteran's cemetery. Former state representative and Army veteran Patrick Nager of Perryville attended the wall signing. He calls Perryville's site the Vietnam Veterans Memorial on steroids.
Because there's going to be so much more here to enjoy, and if you look at the rendering of what the future holds for this piece of property, it will be an amazing destination from anywhere in the country. If you're a United States veteran, or especially a family member of a fallen Vietnam veteran, you will want to come here.
With such big plans for the future, organizers of the site have hired their first employee to serve as executive director. Nancy Guth will help lead the project forward after more than 40 years with the Association of the Miraculous Medal nonprofit in Perryville. She says the memorial will touch young and old.
I just think that every family knows of a family member or someone that served time. And this is not just Vietnam veterans. This is all veterans. And I have a son-in-law who flies a helicopter in the Army, and my daughter and son were both in the Army. So, you know, it's for everybody. And I think one of the things that got me was talking to the interviews with some of the guys, and they got so emotional with their stories. It just really, you know, we all passed around the Kleenexes.
Ed Welker of Perryville summed up the feelings of those who can't wait for the site to officially open later this year.
I thought, how did this happen, you know, but we had some good people and made it happen. It's going to be very, very nice.
I'm Brad Palmer.